I'm joined by Graham Holderness, who's just published Nine Lives of William Shakespeare. Graham, why this book?
Yeah, Nine Lives of William Shakespeare is a biography of Shakespeare, even though the title suggests in some way that a single life can be multiple and discontinuous. It's not in any sense suggesting that there are other possible lives behind Shakespeare's works, as of course there are many alternative candidates being promoted these days. It's much more an attempt to synchronise and to reconfigure the information that we do have about Shakespeare's life into a number of discrete packages that make sense within themselves. So, for instance, the Nine Lives include the life of Shakespeare as a writer, the life of Shakespeare as an actor, the life of Shakespeare as a businessman. And very often people have felt, on the basis of the historical evidence, that these different features of Shakespeare's life are in some way irreconcilable. But what the book shows is that each of these lives can be conceived as part of a single complex and multifarious life, and that if you look at each one in turn, then they begin to make more sense.
I love the way the book gets under the skin of the language of biographies. It's something you've been very keen on.
Yeah. I mean, one aspect of the book that makes it innovative is the fact that it's metabiographical as well as biographical. It does attempt to construct a biographical narrative to tell the story of Shakespeare's life, but it also examines the bases of biography and looks at the way in which other biographical narratives have been written, unpicks them to some extent, and looks into the reasons why people prefer one image of Shakespeare rather than another.
It's also creative in its scope as well as critical, and that also makes it innovative. Each section goes on to have at the end of it a short story based on some of the historical evidence that we've just been reading about. Tell us a bit about that part of the book.
That's right. I mean, it seemed to me to be a natural extension of working on biographical narrative, which is basically taking a few raw facts from history and making of them some kind of plausible and entertaining narrative, to extending that activity into the creative sphere. In other words, starting with fact, but then moving on to fiction. So each chapter of Nine Lives of William Shakespeare involves an examination of the basic historical evidence that pertains to that particular life. Each chapter looks at the way in which other biographers have interpreted that evidence, and each chapter examines some of the ways in which people have speculated about that aspect of Shakespeare's life. But then each chapter then goes on to include, to incorporate a fictional element. Some of these things are historical short stories. For example, there's a short story which imagines Shakespeare dying as a Catholic. And some of them are more like fables. Some of them are spoof historical documents and so on. But in each case, what I've tried to do is to use the imagination as a way of reflecting on the nature of the historical evidence, what it tells us about Shakespeare the man, and what we might imagine to have lain behind the life and the works.
It's an energising and inspiring book. It's published by Continuum. Graham Holderness, thank you very much indeed.